underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they seem to color after.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their blood slaves.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mama.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
We're back. New show.
Yay.
So, we watched, or I watched, the Turkish version of First Blood, which
I saw part of it.
They stole the music from First Blood.
Mm-hmm. But the guy that was playing the rainbow character looked like either Martin Sheen or Joe Estevez.
Well, he's that, I can't even pronounce his name. It's like
something basketball.
Shit. Or it's like C-H-E-Y.
Chai.
I don't know. But and some Turkish dude, he was in a bunch of these movies. As you expect, not great.
Great. It was like over the top crazy.
Then I watched I don't know if you watched it, was that Student Connection. It was kind of a giallo, but not really, because it was not, you kind of knew what was going on. You just didn't know certain elements. Mm-hmm. Ray Milland is running this school.
Oh, I saw parts of it.
And at the very beginning, we see this guy get off a plane. And when he gets in a car, and he starts taking off had a neck brace, took off his mustache and eyebrows.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He took off his hair. And then an airplane blows up, and we find out that Ray Milland hired this guy to kill this one, this other dude. But instead of just killing him, he blew up a whole airplane. It killed about 140 people.
So Ray Milland calls that.
Ray Milland just freaked out and just beat the shit out of him. Killed him with a horse head thing.
A horse head bookend?
It was like horse head ashtray or something. I don't know what the fuck. Anyway, after he does this, he hears a noise, and he looks up, and he sees a kid run away. It's a boarding school for little kids.
And he's head of the boarding school, Ray Milland is.
Yeah, and so there's a bunch of little boys there, and he can't figure out which one of them is, so he's trying to figure out who it is.
And he just keeps killing them.
I won't go any further, but yeah, there's a couple. He kills a couple kids, but I wasn't too satisfied with the resolution, but, you know.
Like I said, I didn't sit down and watch all of it. Like, I didn't see that very beginning part, but I just thought it was kind of slow.
Well, you never get a movie like this when somebody's killing kids.
No, I mean, weren't they killing kids on Don't Torture a Duckling?
Well, that, and then he also killed kids in that Who Will Kill a Child.
yeah.
Which they did remake that.
But that wasn't that Crazy Kids?
Yeah, they were killing adults. So, not a great... And I, like I said, I don't think... I don't.
It was interesting.
I don't think it was a giallo, but...
I wouldn't call it a giallo.
I watched another movie called War Cat from 87. I think the directors say it all. It was said it was directed by Ted V. Nichols and Dennis Ray Steckler.
Is it Nichols or Michaels?
Michaels, sorry. Okay. But anyway, either way...
If it's in any way, shape, or form directed by Dennis Ray Steckler, it's going to be awful.
Well... They show the main girl at the very beginning, and then we don't see her for 25 minutes, and then she becomes, goes back to becoming the main character again. And someone says something about rape revenge, but there's no rape, which is fine.
And Steve said he didn't even think there was any nudity.
I don't think there was any nudity, which is fine, but I mean, after a while, you gotta have something to watch this movie for, and there was nothing there. And I had this other movie I've had on my hard drive for quite a while. It's called Jailbait from 2013. And I think this was made
by... I knew it had to be a newer one.
I think it was made by Asylum, but I can't for sure.
Really? That was a better film for me.
Yeah, if it was. I mean, I ain't 100% sure. This younger girl, I don't know, 18 or whatever, 17.
She had a lot of freckles.
Yeah, she... her father's molesting her, and she kicks him off, and somehow he gets stabbed in the neck by something and dies, and then they basically convict her of that and send her to a prison, and then she gets all this shit goes on in the prison.
And it's a typical lesbian. A lot of the stuff is typical women in prison.
Lesbian drug use. I mean, it's like
women.
It's almost. I would say it's like a. Chained Heat Light.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough sleaze in this movie. I mean, there's tons of nudity.
Well, there was sleaze with the head of the prison.
Not like the sleaze of John Vernon.
No, Vernon just oozes sleaze. Yeah. I'm sorry, but...
The pit marks from his face ooze sleaze. So...
John Vernon can't help
this chick had some giant titties for... her frame.
Well, Steve kept going on about boobs,
but anyway, it was okay. It was like Mr. Skin was talking about it, Howard Stern, a long time ago, so I made a mental note of that movie. We just finished up Split.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Right. James McAvoy kidnaps these girls, three girls. And
he sprays some. What's that stuff he sprays in their face? It puts them out. Whatever it is, it
could be ether. I mean, I don't really know. But they find out soon that he has split personalities.
23, actually.
So it's very. I don't know what to say about it other than it's cool. I won't give anything away. I would say it's. It's definitely a step above The Happening and The Village.
Yeah.
Well, The Village is halfway, but the one after that, The Lady in the Water was just bad. And
I didn't watch The Lady in the Water.
The Happening is fucking ridiculous.
I did watch The Happening.
Well, I watched it with Riff Tracks.
Oh, well, that would be more entertaining.
Say hello to your mother for me. But, yeah, it's crazy. But... I mean, I wouldn't say this is like... I think a lot of people go on about the first three movies, Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, and Signs. Those are the movies he's...
Signs, kind of, when they started running around with tinfoil on top of their head, I think I tuned out a little bit.
Well,
you know, when the aliens actually showed up, that was pretty cool. But, and to be honest... The Village, I didn't think that was that bad of a movie. A lot of people said how horrible that movie was and how pissed off they were by that movie.
Yes, I'm pissed off when they have on screen it says 1889. They have it on the screen like most movies do, right? They say the year, and then you find out, no, that's bullshit. It's like, what the fuck? Could you have a book or a calendar that said that? Then it'd be fine. But when you're on the filmmaker.
So you're saying that M. Night Shyamalan, like, like screwed everybody basically by doing that. That was false.
To me, that doesn't make any sense to do that. There's an easier way. When you're doing that, you're telling me what time period this is.
I know.
Then you're lying to me, which is, I mean.
But I'm guessing he was trying to fake out the audience to make.
Okay, well, he faked it out, and I was like, that's stupid. Utterly stupid.
I guess I didn't see it that way. Now, Unbreakable was the one I didn't like.
No, Unbreakable is awesome.
Well, I think what I was expecting was another Sixth Sense.
I didn't know what to expect. And when they came on there, the first thing you see is about comic books. And I was like, what the hell is this about?
Well, that's the way I was. And it just kept getting worse and worse for me because it was not a horror movie. It was not a suspense movie.
Yeah, it was suspenseful.
I didn't think so. But it wasn't a thriller. It wasn't anything.
Yeah, it was a thriller. I mean, I liked it.
All I remember is like, Bruce Willis running around having superpowers and Samuel L. Jackson or whoever crying on the Tilt-A-Whirl or whatever, screaming on the Tilt-A-Whirl because his bones all broke and I didn't understand what that was.
He's basically said he Mr. Glass, he was trying to figure out if he was so fragile, then there has to be somebody else opposite of him, which was Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Who's, indestructible or whatever.
Maybe I need to go watch. He said
he had to figure out his place. He couldn't be a hero, but he could be a villain.
Okay.
That's basically what was going on.
Well, I think what messed me up was I was expecting another movie similar to Sixth Sense, and when I didn't get it, I was a little pissed.
Well, yeah, it's totally different than Sixth Sense.
Okay, right.
I haven't watched Sixth Sense maybe once or twice, and I don't make, because the twist in it's like, okay, I don't need to see it no more.
Yeah, but I like to go back and see what else I can see.
Well, I understand that, but, you know, I'm good with it.
Because once you get the twist, it's like, oh, man, I want to go back.
Well, when you go back, you can verify that, yes, that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. But I think that's all
I
can.
I haven't seen it in a while. No. I haven't seen it again for a while.
No. Now I think about that. That Osmond kid is a fat, pudgy guy now because he's what he looks like.
Haley Joel Osmond?
Yeah. In Tusk.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You don't think about him as a little kid no more. But
no. I think he was on Forrest Gump. Didn't he play Little Forrest?
Yes. Okay. Not Forrest Jr.
Well, I think.
Well, whatever the fuck his kid's name was. I don't know if it was Forrest Jr.
Well, he called him Little Forrest, I know. But
you should call him the Woods.
The Woods.
Or trees.
Branch.
Yeah.
You're a branch, son. But anyway, Forrest Gump's a good movie, but...
Any poop. So, we'll,
Steve and I are getting ready to do another commentary. But
well, we don't... I'm not 100% sure of what it is yet, so, but...
I thought we were going to do what you said.
I know, that's the main one, but it may change. But anyway...
Okay, well, Steve's got something.
We'll be back and let you know when all that jazz...
Bye.
Peace. Unbreakable.
All right, Dana, we're traveling, but
to my mom's house.
I thought we'd do a little thing.
Yes, it's 2:19 there.
All right, great, Dana. I watched Working Girls.
I watched some of it.
Yeah, well, I didn't know if you were in a shower at the end, but I was thinking this was what Swinging Bar.
The Swinging Barmaid.
Yeah, that's what I was confused with. But this is the movie where Cassandra Peterson, Elvira, goes topless.
TOPLESS.
And this is the Blu-ray of it, transfer. And damn, it's awful.
And Steve said he'd been pissed if he bought it.
Yeah, I would have been pissed. I mean, it looks like a good DVD, but there's I don't know. It's either Scorpion or Code Red, something like that. But I mean,
Code Red. I mean,
no, it's not Code Red. I mean, it's either Scorpion or it could be Code Red. But either way, it sucks. So, I mean, it's more like a little bit of a TNA light drama comedy thing. But it was really kind of very light.
But it had some twists and turns.
Yeah, it wasn't ever too heavy, though. But, I mean, it still was a kind of 70s movie.
Very 70s.
I wouldn't say much about it other than what it was.
It had a bunch of hairy guys in it.
Well,
they were too hairy.
Guys were hairy back then.
Well,
all over.
The guy was naked in bed with this chick, and his whole butt was covered in hair. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, that's the way men were back then. But anyway, then we watched this Jello kind of thing called The Asterians Kill Again.
What they call it? Eustracians?
Kill Again. But it's also known as The Dead Are Alive, which it's a weird. It's got like a couple American actors. That one dude, the old man from Dead of the Night, and then Alex Cord from Airwolf, and then Samantha Eggers.
Yeah. Okay, I thought he looked like one of those guys from them television shows in the 80s.
But he's an archaeologist, and they dig up some stuff and find these, I guess they're like paintings on the wall or something. But anyway, we're kind of gone to like a Jallo killing of this couple.
Yeah, because
beat to death with this big rod, which I don't know why nobody fought back, but they just let them.
And I kept trying to guess the killer, and I kept being wrong. I'm not going to tell you who the killer is.
I was zoning in and out at the end because that's the way that's how I roll at 9 o'clock on a Friday night. But I mean, as far as the transfer and everything, this is from Code Red, and it looked very well because I've seen parts of this movie before, and it was really flat. Look, as far as the transfer and everything, and this one is like, it's almost,
blood was really red.
Well, compared to the previous one, it's almost 3D, but I mean, I'm not saying it is, but I mean, it's just rich colors, and you see depth, and I mean, you can see lines on faces, and so, and then,
sweat and all that.
Yeah, Samantha Eggert is like,
she's super young.
Yeah, it's like 72, and she is young and gorgeous with red hair, big long thick red hair. It's an interesting movie,
but you didn't ever see her naked, right?
No, not in this movie, not ever as far as I know, but maybe in The Brood they showed a little, but I don't know. But anyway,
I think she was covered in makeup in
The
Brood,
probably.
So.
Yeah, so I mean, it was okay, but I'm not sure if it's worth a buy or not, but
it was worth a watch, I thought.
Yeah.
One con to this movie is it was a little too long.
Yeah, I mean,
they stretched it out just a little bit.
It's either 104 minutes, which if they cut out 10 minutes or so, I think maybe it'd have been
noticed.
It'd have been a lot faster, and yeah, you wouldn't have noticed, but. That's about all I can think of.
Well, on a side note, I'll talk about what I did Thursday night.
Well, alright, go for it.
Well, we're supposed to tell what we did.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
Just say two against life because it's like your life experiences.
Well, this was a life experience for me because I have never, ever in my life until Thursday night been to one of these shows. Me and my neighbor went to see the Chippendale Dancers, and you can understand why Steve didn't go. if you know anything about Chippendale.
I've done seen them a few times. So. Yeah, I'm full of Chippendale.
Steven is single days. He went a lot.
Yeah,
but,
I picked up the scraps.
But whatever. But it was a really good show. It's not just guys getting up there and taking their clothes off. They sing, they dance, they do little skits up there, and then they take their clothes off. I didn't, you know, they say sometimes you'll see some penis, but I didn't see any, but those chicks that they brought up on stage may very well have. We seen a bunch of butts and chest, nice chest, and yeah, it was very interesting. I'd recommend it for any women or gay guys that want to go and see that.
They should pull some gay guys up there.
I don't know. I'm not making fun of. They're I'm not a homophobe.
You know what docking is, don't you?
Yes, dear. I know what that is.
Look up docking. But anyway, if you're interested, 88 Films is putting out a Muck on Blu-ray. And,
which Steve has already got it.
Yeah, I ordered it, and it ended up costing me about $27 total to get it shipped here. And so, supposedly, the first 200 people had ordered to get it like in a week or two, but I don't, you know, who knows how much I was on the train, but I ordered it pretty quick as I saw it, so.
And Steve told me that Ben and Willard are coming out from Screen Factory. When did you say? May?
Maybe May.
Well,
some of their titles, like, they're going to have Streets of Fire come out on Blu-ray, but they're going to only sell it on their website. They're not going to put it on Amazon.
I might have my rats watch those movies with me. They'll enjoy that. Well, I had Sam watch Cujo.
Yeah.
Cujo is Sam's favorite movie now.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure his big eyes are open.
He was a lot. He was looking at it.
Ooh.
And also, I'm looking forward to very good release of Firestarter coming out on Blu-ray from Screen Factory. There, so far before this, there hadn't been a really good release. I don't think the last Blu-ray they put out, I don't even think it had a damn menu screen on it. So
everyone needs a good release. Would you agree with that?
Whatever, Steve.
Alright, no comment, I guess. Alright. So, I guess that's it for right now.
Oh, do you want to talk about your room morgue?
Well, I got the room morgue that Dana got for me. It's
has one of Steve's favorite.
Well, it's got the cover. I guess the cover story is "Let's Scare Jessica to Death," which that's a strange, obscure title for a cover story. So Dana got it for me. I haven't read it yet, but
Steve loves that movie.
I like it a lot. I wouldn't say I'm not sure if I love it, but I like it a lot. But you know, it's a favorite from when I saw it on television when I was a kid. So. We're going to take a break because I'm driving, and we'll be back later on.
We don't want to get pulled over.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye, Steve. Steve says we're recording, so. And I'm.
Dana watched, got to watch one of her Blu-rays. It was called Chud.
Yeah, and who doesn't like Chud? Well, Steve must not, because. He said he's. Tell that story about you seeing the original trailer for it, thinking it was going to be the greatest.
No, I didn't think it was going to be great. I just thought it was going to be like super scary and disgusting. Oh, okay. And I don't think it's either one of those.
It's a lot tamer than the trailer made it
look. Yeah, I mean, actually, it's been. I don't even know. I'm sure I saw this movie, but it's been so long. So it was almost like watching it for the first time.
And I don't recall, did you fall asleep during this again?
No, I think
like
I made it.
A lot of
made it to the end.
Okay.
What did you think of the transfer on this?
On Chud?
Decent, but nothing.
I thought it was. I don't think it was like absolutely phenomenal or anything, but it was a decent transfer, and probably considering. Did Arrow put that one out?
I don't know.
I think they did. Considering Arrow put it out, that's probably the best it's ever going to look. Because I think it was supposed to be a 2K transfer.
And then we watched The Tripper with Ronald Reagan slasher.
Which was horrible.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it was horrible.
I found out there's another version called the Impeachable version.
The Impeachable?
Yeah. Like, it's like supposed to be unrated and... I don't know. I just kind of that one I did fall asleep.
But Reagan wasn't ever threatened with getting impeached, was he?
No, but they just that's because you know had to do something for a president.
If I want to watch people in presidential masks, I will watch a Point Break. That's a better.
But yeah, it was.
And that stupid chick from the nurse was on there, and she is the. Dumbest person I've ever seen. She was dumb in the nurse and Chuck. If it's possible, I think she was dumber in this one.
Well, this is when she was a lot
she
younger.
Just acts stupid. She does. She's not a good actor. I liked
her.
She's not, in my opinion, this is a woman's opinion, and I'm not lesbian. She's not sexy in any way.
I thought she was, so. Sorry. Sorry to disagree with you, Dane.
But what was your overall take on it, Steve?
I know I heard some people liked it a lot, but I just didn't see much in it. Really. So, if you hadn't checked it out by now, I mean, yes, you could. Go to your local pawn shop or something and book a music exchange. They got tons of copies of it.
You know, I like, what's his face? David Arquette and his acting roles, but please, God, for the love of God, don't ever let this man direct what's supposed to be a horror film again, if that's what he's going to churn out. And in his defense, maybe it wasn't all his fault. Maybe it was, he didn't write the damn thing.
I don't think so, but I don't remember.
God, maybe it was whoever wrote it that's at fault, but... Whatever, it was awful, and maybe I'm stupid. I don't know why it was called The Tripper.
I don't even know.
I mean, that makes absolutely no sense in the context of that movie to me. Why you would call it that?
Well, this weekend was a little kind of discombobulated because I picked this weekend to update. Or upgrade my PS4 hard drive to 2 terabytes, and when I followed the instructions and everything seemed to work out right. When I tried to restore my data, it said it was corrupt.
Yeah, and Steve was upset.
Yeah,
because I mean, it's one of those things where the YouTube video made it look so easy to do, no troubleshooting tips or anything, and then of course when the regular man does it.
The common man.
The common man. You always have problems. But Steve got it worked out.
Well, it was the application, so the games themselves were corrupted, but all the saved data was there, at least so far. So I was happy. All I had to do is reinstall my game. I haven't reinstalled them all yet, just one. But, yeah, I'm glad about that. So it ain't me starting over from scratch again. And
I have a lot more. I have, you know, quadruple the space that I had.
Yeah, which brings up a point with me that I don't understand. You pay, how much do you pay for a PlayStation 4, Steve?
I don't know. $300, I think.
300 and something.
But that's the way they were back then. They only come with a terabyte drive now, which, you know, 500 gigs. When I got it, now it has a 2 terabyte.
But it just seems.
But then, how long is this game system going to be around?
It seems like Sony is trying to screw everybody.
But Dane, I've had this system for a while. I mean, like, at least.
You ain't had this PlayStation.
I've had it for 2 or 3 years, I think.
Oh, it don't seem like you had it that long.
Well, time slips away. This is the third game I've had on this system, so it had to be 3 years.
Okay.
So.
Whatever Steve says.
So, I mean, it's been, or close to 3 years.
Are you talking about the WWE game?
Yeah.
You had one of the games on, like, the other PlayStation.
Well, yeah, I do, but that's. Maybe I'm thinking wrong. Maybe it's 2 years, but either way.
I'm thinking maybe 2 years, possibly.
But still.
But you're screwing people, Sony.
Well.
What do you mean this thing won't be around for?
Well, the game systems only stick around for maybe 6 years, if that.
And then you gotta turn around and buy a new one to keep up.
Well, yeah, but after
a
while.
And then they screw you about not having enough space initially. And then you have
they'll probably come up with something about the cloud next time, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, things are moving more towards
which
things being in the cloud or being stored there.
Also, they had a beta come out, which I know everybody loves PS4 conk, but a beta where you could use an external hard drive for games and stuff. So, but anyway, enough game talk. I don't even think I can't remember if I watched anything Sunday. Didn't I watch something?
I thought you did. What did? What in the heck was I? Oh, I know I had to clean the rat cage Sunday.
Oh, that's when I fell asleep.
Oh, yeah, you were watching something and fell asleep. What was that?
I can't.
Because it was something I said I wasn't interested.
Can't say. But.
You can't say.
Yeah.
Because. I remember now.
I can't remember. I watched something else. But anyway, screw it. Dana got her.
Well, let's talk about a couple of things that I got in.
Yeah.
Recently.
Dana spent a lot of money.
Well, I told Steve this was my last big purchase for a while. But anyway, first thing I got before I talk about this big thing was the 40th anniversary Blu-ray of Woodstock. Now, before you start laughing, yes, I am a big time 60s fan.
She's a hippie.
Steve wants to call me a dirty hippie, but anyways, which I didn't get through anywhere near the bonus features. I was trying to watch Woodstock again to see how it looked on the Blu-ray, which honestly, don't expect much if you get this Blu-ray as far as quality, because we're talking about something that came out probably 1970 or so before it came out. And at this point, I don't know how good the transfers that they were taking this Blu-ray from are. You know, I'm sure there was some deterioration over the years. But anyway, it's decent. You get to see all the performances. The bonus, I think there's like 9 hours of bonus features that has like extra
did it come with a joint?
No, it came with everything else, but it didn't come with a joint. But it did come with some replica tickets, which people ended up not using tickets. Somebody cut the fence and everybody started coming in, so they gave a but these are replica tickets of the ones from 1969.
69!
Yeah. And guess how much it cost to go to this thing for 3 days.
$30.
$24. It was like $8 a ticket. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, well, excuse that.
Dana.
It also came with some replica newspaper articles and magazine articles that came out after the festival was over. There's an iron-on patch that says Woodstock has a dove on a guitar.
On the wings of a snow-white dove.
Yeah. Okay. Steve's singing in the middle of my review of this Blu-ray. Let's see. Was there anything? Oh, there's a booklet about the Woodstock Festival. And I tell you, if I had been alive back then,
you'd have been a hippie and a groupie and got screwed by all the people. No. You'd have done. You'd have blew Country Joe and the Fish.
No. Steve always likes to make fun of Country Joe and the Fish.
I saw him on the Playboy Channel when they were showing like old episodes of Playboy After Dark.
Why was Country Joe and the Fish?
There was like a variety show and they played music.
Whatever.
And that was one of them.
It probably wasn't Country Joe and the Fish. Steve's got them confused with something.
No, it was. I remember the shit, Dana.
All right. He didn't know there was used to be a group called K and Heat, though.
No.
He remembered Shauna and Awe. Well, they were a group that played at Woodstock. Joan Baez, Janis Joplin, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Well.
I can't remember if Neil Young was with them at that time, but you could add Young on there. But overall, a fantastic package. I would recommend it to anybody that's...
It's a package, Dana.
It is a package. That's into that time period or into music from that time period. Steve's not, unfortunately, so he's never going to watch it, I'm sure. He won't even watch Country Joe and the Fish.
You get me a little, Keef marijuana and I'll watch
Keef?
It. Yeah, there's...
What is that?
There's different kinds of marijuana, apparently.
Well, I'm not going to ask how you come by that information.
I'll watch YouTube, that's all you got to know.
Okay. So the other, like, the big one that I got. That
yeah, Steve the real was, big one.
That Steve was like, why? You know, but again, this is something that he doesn't like and he will never watch. And I don't even think he probably didn't watch it when it first came out either. Did you?
I watched a few episodes, but I didn't give a shit.
He lost interest in it. Well... I think mainly why I was interested in it, I'm interested in the 60s, mid to late 60s time period.
Peace, man.
But also, I was around the same age as the characters in this show, and I kind of grew up with this. Like Steve said, he was too old for it to, I guess, get any enjoyment out of it. But it's the Wonder Years. The complete series of the Wonder Years.
Yeah, it was almost completely $100.
Yes, dear. But anyway, it comes in this awesome, like, it's not the metal one that Time Life was selling for like $300, but it's like a cardboard locker. And it has Kennedy Wildcats on it and has a little... Looks like a sticker of a hand giving the peace sign. And on the inside, it's got what looks like two school binders that has all the discs for every show. It has a booklet in each one of these binders that gives details on all the episodes and some little highlights and stuff. And there's also four bonus discs at the end.
Bonus.
So I knew Steve was going to say that. And there's not, I mean, again, you don't get like a t-shirt and you don't get the metal locker and all stuff that you got with the Time Life. I think it was Time Life that released it. But I was like, why would I want to pay $300 just to get a metal locker and a t-shirt extra?
I would.
You would not. And so I'm going to enjoy going through this. This is not Blu-ray, which God knows how much it'd be if it came out on Blu-ray. It is DVD. But this is one of my all-time favorite television series.
All-time favorites.
Yeah. Not Steve's, but mine. And I look forward to watching all the episodes again and sorting through the four discs of bonus features. And you have anything else to say about it, Steve?
That's all I got to say about that.
Okay, Forrest. Steve's going into Forrest Gump mode. What do you have anything else to talk about?
I don't know if I talked about ordering a muck. I think I did. A muck's finally coming on Blu-ray. It's coming from Shameless.
They're still putting stuff out?
Yeah.
I thought it was 88 films.
You're right, it is 88 films. I get them confused sometimes, but we'll see in a couple weeks or maybe a month or so. I think I might have gotten it, maybe in the mail now for all I know, but it may take a while to get here from England. So
that's right. It is coming from England.
We'll see. So.
And we're debating, or I am debating, whether I want to go ahead and order a couple of items from Diabolik DVD, but unfortunately, they're co-red titles. And even though Diabolik is selling them,
I thought they had them on hand, so I don't know why, unless they're trying to restock, I don't know why they would...
They got them on hand, but it says specifically on there, maybe old Bill Olsen hadn't sent them to them yet.
Well, they usually have a number before.
I know.
Or a number below them that says how much they have.
It just said, on all the co-red titles I looked at, every single one of them, it said it will take 7 to 10 days before they're shipped.
Well, time's nothing.
So, it's not. Time is short, Steve.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
Oh, okay. But, you know, I may go ahead and order. I think Steve wants Slaughterhouse Rock.
I actually have the VHS of that.
I think mainly because Hulk Murray Carlton.
Nah, I like the music's really good from Devo and Tony Basil.
Yeah. And I don't think I've seen it, so it might be worth watching.
Yeah, I remember spending $10 or $12 on the VHS.
$10 or $12?
Back in the
mid-2000s. I can't really say anything. I spent $22 getting the VHS of Terror Train, and then like a few months after that, it came out on DVD.
Yep, that was crazy, Dana.
I know.
You should have just asked one of us. We could have downloaded it.
I don't think I knew you guys then when I got that. So I wouldn't have been asking you for nothing.
But
I don't think Sam liked that.
But this weekend, I guess we'll watch My Bloody Valentine. I'm going to watch it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And we do have the... we are watching the original.
Yes, Dana.
Are we going to watch the remake in 3D?
No.
Have we done a commentary for My Bloody Valentine? And watch. Steve will say, I think we have.
I don't know.
And then he can't find it.
I don't know, Dana.
So maybe we'll do a commentary.
Perhaps.
Sam growling. Sam doesn't like the idea of doing commentary.
I'm kissing on his face. Oh! 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 Alright, we're done. We'll be back in a minute.
Bye.
some light jazz to bring us together.
There was a lot of music in this movie.
So this, we finished watching a kind of weird exploitation movie from Canada called Stone Cold Dead with Richard
Crenna. I didn't really think it was an exploitation.
Well, I don't know. They act like it. The reason I downloaded it had a little bit of Jello elements, but, you know.
Oh, look. George Mihalka was the boom operator. You know who that is?
No.
I think he's the guy that directed My Bloody Valentine. He's the boom operator.
I thought you were
going
to say George Vanilla, but.
No, George Mihalka.
All right, so. Speaking of My Bloody Valentine, the original, we're going to do a commentary for it, but you'll hear that before this.
Bob Seger song.
Yeah, they spent all their money on these musics that Bob Seger and all this other.
Bill Withers song. Oh, Belinda Montgomery, yeah, sang music.
I know, I fast forward to that.
Why?
Because I don't want to hear this shit.
She did another one, Dragonfly and Cost.
I know, I probably. Alright, so, it's Valentine's Day, close to it. And I got Dana a couple gifts. One's not going to be here on time, but...
This one came from
Yeah, so she wants to get it open, so we're going to let her open
okay.
it now.
Well, I know it's not a t-shirt.
No.
And that's where Steve cut it. He cut it a little bit for me so I could get it.
Well, you do this.
Well, I didn't want to...
Don't look at it and pull it out.
Don't look at it. Okay. So am I supposed to feel of it and try to figure out what it is?
Nah, I guess you're going to have to look at it a little bit.
Oh, cool. I saw these, actually.
And it's
a... It's a pin from, well, it's got the Valentine Bluffs sign from My Bloody Valentine. And... Well, I wonder if I could get away with wearing this to work tomorrow.
It says, welcome to Valentine's Bluff, the little town with the big heart.
And that's exactly what it says on... I better not look at that because that might tell me how much it was. I don't remember how much they were. But I did see those.
I like. He says, from the heart comes a warm...
Warning
with blood and good cheer. Remember what happened.
As the 14th draws near.
It looks. So.
And I'm going to keep the little card, too.
That's a little something.
And it says, love Fright Rags.
Yeah.
Fright Rags make some awesome stuff. Like, they're starting to have more stuff other than t-shirts. Actually, when I tried not to feel this very much because I didn't want to, like, possibly guess what it was till Steve was here. But I thought maybe he got me a gift certificate to get more shirts. But this is cool also. Because I think he thinks I spend too much money on shirts from Fright Rags.
Well, when you come home and you see like three of them laying on the back of
there were two
of them.
And they were on sale.
Yeah, that means they were probably $24.99.
No,
still
they were $16-something.
Oh.
But thank you, dear. I really like this. And I don't. It doesn't have anything obscene on it, so I think I could wear it to work.
Yeah, where is a brooch? But.
Plus, not too many people see me. I'm stuck down in the basement because I'm in computer services, and that's where they stick us. But
I don't know what else.
I don't know where my Sam went.
He's right here.
Oh.
So it's.
Poor Sam, just a little side note, has been sick. He's not had much of an appetite. We've had to force feed him like Nutri-Cal stuff and.
But anyway, that's just a quick thing. Probably have to need to watch some more movies.
Steve gets a kiss. He deserves a kiss for that.
So, we'll find some more stuff to watch.
Is the other thing going to cost more than this did or less?
What other thing? Oh,
the other thing that's coming. I didn't hear yet.
Around, that's probably a little more.
Okay. Not that it matters. I'm just curious. Don't say it's
bi-curious.
No, I've never been, nor will I ever be bi-curious.
All right. So we'll be back after this.
Bye.
Bye.
One of my favorite poets is Eminem, one of the smartest cats alive. M, let's hook up and just bring fiery death. Charlie, winning. Charlie, winning. Charlie. Like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie. Losers winning. Check it. Bye-bye. Not just beat them, but embarrass them in the process. Trolls, there's not much you can say other than genius. Fools, you know, it might be lonely up here, but I sure like the view. Newsflash, I am special, and I will never be one of you. We all have to sit in here and touch ourselves and frown. I will destroy you in the air, and I will deploy my ordnance to the ground. Put down your McDonald's, your vaccines, your Us Weekly, your TMZ, and focus on something that matters. Me. I'm going to hang out with these two smoking hotties, strafing runs in my underwear before my first cup of coffee. Funny how sleep rhymes with sheep. Rhymes with winning. Anyone? Yeah, that would be us. Winning, Charlie. Winning, Charlie. Winning, Charlie. He's back. Check it. Charlie Sheen. I'm reminded of a quote that I wrote. Winning, he's back. Check it. Charlie Sheen. Boom. People are so mystified by this odyssey that refuses to stop calling itself Charlie Sheen. Absolute ninja warrior. Vatican assassin. Boom. Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. They don't have time for these clowns.
Well, we're back and watched a few movies. I watched the... the new Underworld Blood Wars movie. It was, I guess it was decent. The first two were pretty much the best. The first one's the best. The second one's okay. The third one was that prequel thing, and it was all right. But and the fourth one just seemed like it was, I don't know, just kind of a throwaway movie to me. And this one was a little bit better than that. But they basically cut it down to like around 90 minutes and pretty fast pace, but I don't know. It just seemed, it's always setting up another movie kind of thing, but I mean, I don't know. It was,
why would you want to keep making those movies?
To make a little bit of money, I guess.
I suppose.
I saw that Severin's releasing a Blu-ray of this movie, Kathy's Curse, from 1979, and I watched it, and
this was one of those movies that I heard of.
Well, it's on the Brentwood.
I never did watch it, but I'd heard of it.
Well, it's on the Brentwood sets. I know I seen the title on one of them, and I never watched it. It's definitely a Canadian movie, and at the beginning, we find a father coming home, and his little girls tell him that mom ran off with Georgie, which was her brother. And then they go in a car, I guess, to find him or something. And then they end up getting in a wreck and burning to death. And then years later, Georgie comes back to the house, and then he has a daughter, Kathy, and she gets possessed by his sister and starts calling people whores and pushing people out of windows.
And she's what, really possessed?
Yeah. So.
And she starts carrying around this weird doll.
Well, the doll was kind of like the, like Annabelle kind of. It was kind of Kathy.
It was an ugly, creepy doll.
I just didn't see much in it as far as the whole movie.
It was okay.
I
had it confused with another Evil Kid movie.
I mean, maybe if I see a transfer of it out there somewhere, I might go ahead and watch it to see. Because some of this movie was kind of like the uncut version, and it had bits in it. It was dubbed into French with no subtitles, so.
So it's French Canadian.
Well, I just think they dubbed it into French. Mm-hmm. Because these, obviously, the English part was their real voices.
Did you hear any sorry and stuff in this one?
No.
I didn't think I did.
We did watch My Bloody Valentine and did a commentary for it, so that was fun. But we never got it out in time for Valentine's Day. But
no.
But watched the new anthology by women only directors called, I don't know, it was XX or... Is it what, women got 2X chromosomes or something?
Possibly.
Well, I don't know, but anyway. It's, some of the stories were okay. It was four stories, and...
I've seen a lot better anthologies.
Well, I've seen a lot worse, too, so...
Well, I've seen a lot worse, too, yeah.
So...
I don't have a problem with it being women that
were... No, I don't care. That has nothing to do with it. I mean, I guess they want to
But to me, it has no bearing who the director is. I mean, well, it kind of does, but it doesn't matter if a director's a female or a male to me.
There's just good and bad directors, yeah. No matter what sex they are.
Right. So, it's okay. I forgot that one anthology that we watched that had that one I liked. Father's Day? Oh, Holidays or something like that.
Oh, Holidays.
Yeah, that was the last one I think we watched. That one was a really good story.
I thought I watched that one by myself.
Well, you did because you didn't watch it with me.
Yeah.
But.
And I didn't think much of that one. It was okay.
And, well, the next show we got, I got Amok from 88 Films on Blu-ray. And I want to try to watch this other movie in HD. It's called Weekend Murders. It's supposed to be more of a...
I've heard of that.
Yeah. But, unfortunately, we had a big loss in our family this week. And... I'm, try not to get emotional, but we lost our big boy, Sam, and he was one of the, biggest dog. He was a goofy boy. He's a good
boy. But he had a big heart. He loved everybody.
He was a good boy. And so I'm going to, I guess, dedicate this little stupid show to him. And, I love you, boy.
I love you too, Sam.
Bye.
Bye.
I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your